When you need to refuel between meetings or running errands, or you just want a healthy snack that squashes your hunger, Wonderful Pistachios, which come in a variety of flavors and sizes, by the way, are the perfect choice to fill you up and keep you going throughout the day. Wonderful Pistachios is also a good source of protein and a zero-guilt snack. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, guys, which gives you over 10% of your daily value. And with flavors like salt and pepper, sweet chili, and seasoned salt in the shelled variety, options like chili roasted, sea salt, and vinegar or jalapeno lime in the no-shell variety, you're sure to please your taste buds while snacking healthy. So check out wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more about how these little green wonders can power up your day.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Oh my God. We're trying to do a podcast.
Oh, look, she's back.
And Heidi, literally 10 minutes, Heidi's been running in the room, out of the room.
I had to pee, and then I
She had to get her brain elixir going there.
Oh my God. So, okay. So Heidi, I guess Cindy will have to make this our first one with Heidi.
Yes.
So Heidi's going to be,
this is it.
Unfortunately, by the way, in and out, which will make it nearly impossible to cut the show. So she's like, oh, I'm going to come, but I can't come for long. I'm like, but honey, you'll be in.
No, I just said I'd leave at 1:45.
That's like.
She's very, very busy.
That's like a few hours.
She's too busy for us.
And then what happens is then you're like in segment one and not segment two. And if no one hears this, then they're going to think you just poof. Vanished.
The disappearing Heidi month.
Well, last time month. I left early too, didn't I? Oh, no, I didn't.
No.
That's right.
Well, all right. Well, are you good? Are you situated?
Yeah,
can we start the...
Yep, ready to roll.
Hands folded.
All right.
Ready for the class.
Jeremy, are you here or...
I'm here. I'm ordering lunch, but I'm here.
Okay.
I like your sweatshirt.
Thank you, Heidi.
Oh, my God. All right. So... does anybody have anything interesting going on?
Well, since your birthday came and went.
Oh, it did. Gifts. Presents. Things. Oh, well,
it just seemed something that appropriate.
Oh, nice. Nice sound effects.
Turn it over. Turn it over. Turn it over.
Turn it over. Survival gifts. Cindy, what have you gotten me?
This is like major stuff in there. There's
Whoa.
A knife.
Okay.
There's
keep that away from Phoenix.
A compass.
There's that metal blanket that keeps you warm. There's gauze. I think there's like 100 different things in there.
In that little peck?
Yeah.
There's a tweezer.
I thought it was going to be so
That's impressive.
There's a... wow.
Yeah, my earthquake kit is about 70 pounds.
Lures. Fishing lure.
Yeah, some fishing nylon, fishing wire and stuff so that if you were...
Q-tip.
So I think it's good for like the end of the world and a disaster. Just keep it in your car.
Thank you. Cindy.
Okay, so now we know you're safe.
Yeah.
We can all go on with our...
I thought it was...
peacefully.
For a second, I thought it was like candy here.
But you eat candy.
But this is better. All right, great. So yeah, I see. I'm going to have to do the heavy lifting here today, people. Nothing else. No. Jeremy made it known that he apparently has a fan now.
Oh my God! I knew it was coming.
I have the email actually.
Yes,
Cindy.
Jeremy has a fan.
Oh, just one?
Oh,
I bet he has many.
So actually, I have two now.
Woohoo!
But I'm not bragging or anything.
No,
he has two fans.
He has choices.
Okay,
options.
What's it say? So when you guys write in to the line to ask me questions, which is JillianPodcast@gmail.com, some of you are writing fan letters to Jeremy, which is not what this email is for, I'll have you know. And then Cindy made the huge mistake of letting him know that these have been coming in, and then he's let me know, and then even went so far as to put one of them on his Instagram. So
I don't think I follow you. I'll have to find you.
Jeremy Miser.
Okay.
There
all right.
You go.
Hit me. What's it? What does it say?
Hey, Jill. I love when your PA Jeremy talks.
Oh, so my God.
He sounds like a sweet person. Is he single? Hook a sister up.
He's terminally single.
I am. That's very true.
He's got like major issues. But he told me the other day.
Jill's working with me, you guys.
He said, the ladies aren't going anywhere. I said, you're not getting any younger. Don't look back and be like, I didn't bang any chicks. And he goes, the ladies aren't going anywhere. And I know what to
say. Oh, that's a t-shirt.
He goes, I'm going to be a good-looking old man. I couldn't argue with it. I was like, well, yeah, black don't crack.
I did say that.
He did say that.
These are facts.
Yeah. So that's what's going on with Jeremy.
Yes.
But you're not that old.
He's 10.
Yeah.
He's saying if he doesn't...
I'm old enough.
If he doesn't do his thing now, later his business will still work okay.
Yeah.
And he'll, I mean, not if you're eating all that gross food you've been eating lately.
Oh, my gosh.
It'll block your arteries and kill your erection. Then you won't actually be able to utilize
fine.
Your parts.
I'll be fine.
No, I don't think so.
Well, everything, you
he's
know...
He's been eating at a...
no.
Restaurant in a parking lot.
Oh, dear.
By my house that my idiot brother turned him on to.
Oh, that I've been there.
doesn't it taste amazing?
It's good.
It's
yeah.
not good for you, but it tastes amazing.
But I don't think it's that. It's not like a McDonald's or something. It's just.
No,
it's just
called.
Like a Malibu staple, right?
Yes. Country
no,
Kitchen.
What?
It's been there
no,
forever.
It's amazing.
It's a greasy.
Oh, Country Kitchen?
Oh, God.
But it had my stomach fucked up.
By right, the well, hardware store.
If it does that to your stomach, imagine what it's going to do to your wiener over time. Because that's all about blood flow, I'll have you know. I've done segments on it.
I just listened to the last one. You talked about it.
Blood flow and...
Mm-hmm.
No, that was manscaping.
No. No. Mm-mm. No. Heidi, did you not you... listen to your podcast
you're behind.
This week?
I blood think you're behind, the... Heidi, yeah.
Keeping it spicy?
Wasn't that the last one?
Oh, I talked about blood flow?
Yeah, because there was like a vagina segment.
And oh, she's not no. wrong. Yeah, that's okay. True, yeah. So, well, that was now for these people uh-huh. listening like, weeks ago.
Yeah.
That's okay. This is a winner. All right. So that's what's going on with Jeremy. And what's going on with you, Heidi? You've brought some it's Heidi's share day today.
The only thing that I brought, well, I brought hard-boiled eggs for all because I have a billion
God.
Eggs. You don't like hard-boiled eggs?
Are they in the fridge? Or
why are they in that
oh,
jar?
No, they're not. You should put them in the fridge. Good call. I brought a brain elixir. But I noticed on our, well, I don't know, should I, can I reference this paper?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh.
It's called a schedule. Yeah.
Yeah.
Jan is so organized.
Janice is long gone. Now we have a schedule and
I have a whip.
So yeah. this is so weird because the other day I was thinking about adaptogens. I'm like, what the heck is adaptogens? But this brain elixir is greens and adaptogens.
Well, we will now have to merge.
We will.
The Dr. Axe adaptogen segment with this opener. It's amazing.
Sure,
why not?
This isn't I love though. A challenge.
I don't think he has a brain elixir.
Okay.
That's okay. We can talk to him about adaptogens, though.
But it's weird because I find that yeah. I brought it for everyone to try. It doesn't at first it doesn't taste great, but then okay. I honestly feel it working in my brain. It's weird.
It's affecting your taste buds
you
and making you think it's
Heidi
good.
Went through a phase that I totally forgot about until now where she told me she was having electrical charges in her brain.
It was the weirdest thing.
And you know what? I had to she got a CAT scan.
No, an MRI.
Sorry. An MRI.
Oh,
which
fun.
I hate.
Oh my God.
And guess what came of it?
Nothing. There
Zero.
Was nothing wrong with me.
There was nothing wrong
but
with
it. But it was so weird. I kept getting like zaps to my head.
Was it maybe in your scalp and
no,
or maybe brain? Like in your imagination?
No, it was not in my imagination.
Yeah, imagine the it's days possible. I was having.
I'm I would having, not get an MRI for no reason.
Electrical
they
shocks to my
panic.
Brain. Imagine Van Hurley and that
phone call.
That's a big one.
Yeah. So okay, great brain elixir. So Heidi's sharing her brain elixir, and we'll talk to Dr. Axe. Later in this show.
Yeah.
Does anybody want to try it?
About sure.
Well, after you just
I
said
think I want
it takes
to
a while
first.
To get used to how it tastes.
No, at first, well, I think you need more water, which is what I've learned.
What is a brain
There's
elixir?
A thousand things in it, though.
What does it do for you?
It says
Other than
that
you feel it working in
one
your brain.
One scoop, stir, focus.
It's focus. It's focus-oriented? Let me see it. I bet it's got ashwagandha in it, then.
It does, yes.
Oh!
Wheatgrass, barley grass, alfalfa, ashwagandha.
Ashwagandha.
I got seeds to grow that. Moringa. or how do you say that?
Moringa I actually leaf? Am not sure about that one, but I have heard Dr. X mention that one.
Cordyceps
mushrooms.
Schisandra?
Schisandria.
Okay, wow. Coconut milk.
I'm just watching her
matcha read. Green tea, lion's mane, sage, and more.
That is the tiniest print, and you are just reading it? No problem. Mm.
Turmeric, all kinds of things.
Okay.
Yeah, try it.
I will. We'll put it in my water there.
Okay.
All right, so there's that. So great, we've teed that up. And Cindy, anything?
You know, I was thinking of...
Are you going to talk about smiling again?
No.
Oh, I've been smiling at the people here. They all smile back. They're very friendly.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you, Heidi.
No, I feel like
I'm so glad you're back.
You got to just make a funnel out of that. Like, I'll take a piece of paper. Don't just pour... Okay.
Well,
so here's what she's doing. I got an opening in my water the size of a nickel, and Heidi has a scoop the size of a 50 cent. Oh, but no.
That's not going to work.
Take a piece of paper. Oh, crying it. Take a piece of paper, make a funnel out of your paper. And how's that for survival skills, Cindy? Oh, but she's using your.
It's all right. I have extras.
I won't be here for this part.
Yeah, make a funnel.
I'll never make it to that.
Out of the paper. Here, I'll. Okay.
I got it.
And then put that in the. Okay. What was happening with you again? This is the worst. What? Oh, dear God.
It really sounds like we all need this focus elixir.
Right. Yeah, I think miracles will happen.
All right. I'm ready. So am I supposed to mix that with a certain amount of water? Because I only have a couple inches.
Yeah, I'm going to add some more.
That's my alkaline water. All right. Cindy.
I'm anything fascinated on?
Are
by
we
this
just done?
Experiment.
We're just done.
I think,
all right.
Yeah,
that's it. Okay.
Okay, who's tired of fasting or cleanses that just leave you hungry and exhausted instead of rejuvenated and energized? Well, Prolon is the scientifically proven meal plan solution you've been waiting for. Prolon is a revolutionary plant-based nutrition program that nourishes the body while making the cells believe they're fasting. Researched and developed for decades at the University of Southern California Longevity Institute and backed by leading U.S. medical centers, Prolon helps promote healthy blood sugar, support cardiovascular health, and reduce abdominal fat. But Prolon isn't a diet. Prolon is science. Science based on Nobel Prize-winning discoveries in medicine. And this all starts with Prolon's five-day program, snacks, soups, and beverages, all designed to keep your body in a fasting state. It's unlike anything you've ever experienced. I did it for 5 days because I've had the absolute hardest time with straight fasts for even 24 hours, and it was a game changer for me. So right now, Prolon is offering Keeping It Real, Conversations with Jillian Michaels listeners, 10% off their 5-day nutrition program. Just go to prolonlife.com/Jillian. That's prolonlife.com/Jillian for this special offer. That's prolonlife.com/Jillian. All right, everyone knows by now how much I love Skims underwear because I mention them a ton and I've been wearing them forever. I mean, I guess specifically a year and change. That's like forever in my life. If I can stick with something for longer than 30 days, it's forever. So this is big for me. And let me tell you, they are worth the hype, from the support they give to their amazing shape. And best of all, they're super comfortable. Whether it's the weightless scoop bra, the fits everybody plunge bra, the fits everybody t-shirt bra. I just get them in sand. You don't see them under anything at all. They're awesome. They're comfortable. I don't even realize I'm wearing them. They go with everything. So shop Skims bras at skims.com now, available in 62 sizes from 38 to 46H. And if you haven't yet, be sure to let them know I sent you. So after you place your order, select podcast in the survey and select my show in the drop-down menu that follows.
Quick math, beauties. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything just costs more. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, access from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. You improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Jillian. That's netsuite.com/Jillian. netsuite.com/Jillian. What's the easiest choice you can make? Soup or salad? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From your online start to your first million orders, Shopify's there to help you grow. No matter what your product is, they can help you sell it everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, Shopify can help you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average than other leading commerce platforms. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/Jillian, all lowercase. Just go to shopify.com/Jillian now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/Jillian.
Okay, team. I love sleeping. I love it so much. I wish I could do more of it. And since we do spend a third of our lives in our beds, shouldn't your sheets be the absolute most comfortable possible without breaking the bank? Well, check out this new company I've been working with. They're called Brook Linen. And these are literally the most comfortable sheets I've ever slept in. And I looked at the prices because I thought, all right, you know, these must cost a fortune. And they don't. They don't at all. In fact, I consider them to be underpriced. And they've got all different kinds of styles and colors and what have you. And they've even won like the best online bedding award from Good Housekeeping magazine. It's crazy. So check this out. Brook Linen, in my opinion, are the most comfortable sheets I've ever slept on. Brook Linen has an exclusive offer just for my listeners. They're going to give you $20 off and free shipping when you use the promo code Jillian at brooklinen.com. And they're so confident that you're going to love it, they give you a risk-free 60-night satisfaction guarantee and a lifetime warranty on all of their sheets and comforters. So the only way to get $20 off and free shipping is to use promo code Jillian at brooklinen.com. That's brooklinen.com, promo code Jillian. Brook Linen, best sheets ever. Okay, this is the perfect time to break out of your comfort zone and try things you've never tried before. All those superfoods that you're always reading about that you think, where the heck am I going to find that? And how much is that going to cost? And I don't know how to put that with anything else, like dragon fruit and chia seeds and cacao nibs and so on. You can get all that stuff from Daily Harvest, and it's already prepped for you. It shows right up to your door. Everything's prepared. You can put it in your freezer and take it out whenever you're ready to make it. Overnight oats happen while you sleep. Soups take seconds to heat up. You add liquid, the liquid of your choice, depending upon what you're having, whether it's coconut milk, coconut water, almond milk. Doesn't matter. It's totally up to you. And they've got the most delicious food. It's just incredible. I'm talking about smoothies, smoothie bowls, anything you're looking for in that whole delicious Instagram category, and I know you know what I'm talking about, whether it's chia seeds or whatnot, they've got it. So go to daily-harvest.com and enter the promo code Jillian to get 3 items free in your first box. That's promo code Jillian for 3 free Daily Harvest cups at daily-harvest.com. That's daily-harvest.com. Delicious, healthy food without all the hassle and mess. Cindy?
Jillian,
I'm taking your advice. I'm gonna.
Ooh.
Sorry. I'm sorry. I'm trying. I gotta turn the sound off on my phone. I was watching your genius story. Okay, go ahead.
You've lived my genius story. All right. So Cindy wanted me to do some basic tip instruction on some of the basic exercises. Now we've covered some of this before, so I thought I would try to do some tips that maybe we're not thinking of that aren't so obvious for a few of these exercises. So the first one I thought about covering is actually a bench press.
Are you ready? I feel like you should add these then to your YouTube channel, like reference it later if you're going to do a YouTube channel. So, okay. So you can have visuals, because sometimes I listen and I'm like, I don't understand. Just a thought. Always thinking.
Thank you. I can also put it on my Instagram story.
I know, but you were saying you don't have a YouTube channel and you were going to work on building it. So I thought.
No, you're right. Okay, yeah.
Drive traffic.
Absolutely.
From the podcast.
Boomski. Yes, I like it.
Okay.
All right. So the first one is the bench press. So let's talk about upper body position. First thing that I see a lot of people do is they press. Whenever I talk about exercise, by the way, I act it out. It's so weird.
You're totally acting it out. We'll use this as the visual then. Yeah. Here we go. Okay.
No.
Go.
No.
Why?
Because it has to be on a bench. Shy.
It's cute. Okay, go. I won't record you.
No.
She's just looking at her phone.
Put the phone away.
Beep, 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 beep.
Okay, go ahead. Go ahead.
Do it like that.
Go ahead.
Okay, so no, put your phone away.
I'm trying to do this.
Okay, so when you're laying on the bench, I see a lot of people doing the.
It's Heidi's laughing.
I was just thinking. Never mind. Go.
Step out of the
She's
room.
She's reliving. She's reliving it, as they say. In
step. Step out.
No.
No.
Go
just
ahead.
Go out of the room.
I'll be fine. I'll turn around.
You can leave. Go. Just go out and pull yourself together. Collect yourself.
I'm good.
Okay. I don't feel comfortable, Cindy, with her on the road.
One little.
I don't feel like I can.
Just do it. It's fine. I'm not going to do anything.
Okay. So when I see people doing their bench press, they press forward, but they don't keep their shoulder blades retracted, which means back and down, right? Adducted, pulled into, well, retracted, adducted is a leg thing, but pulled in and back towards your spine. So what happens is when you press and you release the shoulder blades, you're putting too much strain on the front of your shoulder. Mm. And you're engaging your neck and your traps, which you don't want to do. You want to isolate chest and engage your lats. So you want to torque the shoulders a little bit forward. I'm sorry, torque the elbow a little bit forward. Pull your shoulder blades back and down. Squeeze your lats, which is your upper back. And then when you press, you still keep your shoulder blades back and down retracted at the bottom. Don't release them and push forward through the neck and the front of the shoulder.
That totally feels different.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay. Then the second thing is the bar path, the path of the bar. So it's not just up and down. When you have the weight overhead, it should be stacked directly above you, right? So it's wrist, elbow, shoulder. Straight line, arm perpendicular to the ground. But when you lower it, you lower the bar at a diagonal path. So it comes forward just a little bit, not straight down, or it opens up the shoulder too much. It puts a little too much strain on the front of the shoulder.
Oh, yeah.
So we start out above, and it's a slight diagonal path down to the chest, then up and back, which helps to protect the shoulder. So now when we look at the push-up, ironically, it's the same diagonal path. So when you're in push-up, right, you've got your hands, you line them up at the thumbs line up at the armpits. That's where your hands should be, not in front of the armpits, not behind the armpits. Line up at the armpits, and then you can take them out as wide as you choose. Well, you don't want to get too crazy wide. Yeah. As long as the elbows are stacked over the wrists, though, you're protecting your shoulder. So the way we maintain that stacked position is by shifting forward. So when you're up in plank, your arms, once again, right, this is the extended position, like a bench press, are completely perpendicular to the ground. They're straight, wrist, elbow, shoulder. In order to keep them stacked, you have to shift forward and then lower down. So it's another diagonal path as you lower to the ground to make sure that the elbows stay stacked over the wrist. And then you press back up into the start position. So it's a diagonal path forward and down, then up and back.
I saw you do this recently.
On Instagram. Some of us are watching Instagram.
Boy, I thought I could do push-ups, and then I did them the right way, and it's hard.
And you got to engage your core, squeeze your tush.
Yeah.
So that your core is engaged. Because I see a lot of people let their lower back collapse. Tuck your tailbone, squeeze your booty. Don't let your lower back dip. That helps a lot, too. And you want to think about lifting with your belly button, not just upper body. So you want to think about your belly button going up to the sky and pressing out of that forward lowered position. So that's two of them. Okay, the lunge. Now, I see a lot of people when they do lunges, especially when they're doing backwards lunges, I see that front knee diving in. Mm. So, and I mean in like rotating inside towards your body, right? You want to keep your hips in alignment. But the reason that happens is because when people step backwards into the lunge, a lot of times they open their hips. So their extension isn't straight back with the leg that's stepping. It's back and around a little bit. So as they come, they step back and in a bit towards the body, the front knee is going to rotate as well and dive in. So there's been a lot of controversy over the years about knees over ankles. Don't let the knees go over the toes. That really does depend on your mobility. And you can squat below parallel and what have you. The key is keeping your heels on the ground. And you want to maintain alignment by not collapsing your core, keeping your tailbone tucked under, keeping the shoulder in line with the hip, in line with the back knee. But when you step back, that's one of the number one mistakes I see people making is they either are too narrow, they step back and in, so now they're imbalanced and the front knee is diving in. Whereas if you step directly backwards and keep your feet hip-width apart and your hips rotated forward, then you won't have that problem with the front knee diving in.
There's so many factors going on that you don't think about when you just go to do it.
It's a lot. Yeah, I know. And it's funny. Sometimes I don't even notice until I watch myself. Wow. I'm like, oh, my knees are diving in. My hips get tight. So, you know, you can see it when you watch yourself as well. So that's why they say mirrors are helpful in the gym. Okay. The next one, squats. Below parallel, not below parallel. This has to do with mobility. It actually doesn't have anything to do with your knees, provided you don't have bad knees. So you can bring the knee over the toe if the heel stays on the ground and you don't have any patella issues or any knee issues. Then you can handle that tension on the patella tendon. However, if you do, you know, obviously, yes, keep the knee back and over the ankle. But the key with the squat is if you're limited by hip mobility to open the feet a little bit wider and turn the toes out, because I am, or Achilles flexibility, that's a big one. I have weak Achilles flexibility. So you want to drop as deep into your squat as you can manage until you get what's called the butt wink. And that's when your back is flat, right? You have a totally diagonal line in your spine, like a straight spine. And then your booty, bink, like tucks under at the bottom of the position because you don't have the mobility to keep the back straight. You don't want the butt wink. So you go as deep as you can manage without that little butt wink tucking under. And that should help you know the appropriate range of motion for your squat.
I like butt wink.
Butt wink. Butt well, wink. I didn't make it up.
I've never heard it.
Me either.
Butt wink. Yeah. Okay. That's it.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
All right, I work a lot. I know you work a lot. And unfortunately, the days of me working a lot in the gym are far more few and far between. So I spend a lot of time at my desk. I spend a lot of time on my computer. And it came time for me to take my own advice. And I got a fully stand-up desk. I actually ordered the Cooper desk. And what it does is it allows me freedom in the workspace. I can literally stretch. I can pace and come back to my desk. I can lean. And standing burns 1.5 times the calories of sitting. It's better for your posture. It's better for your blood flow. It encourages you to be more physical overall. And they've got all kinds of different styles. You can pick what you like. It's super easy. So to get your body moving in the workspace, go to fully.com/Jillian. That's FULLY.com/JILLIAN. Fully. Desks, chairs, and things to keep you moving. Okay, everybody, back by extraordinary popular demand. We have Dr. Josh Axe on the phone with us today. Dr. Axe, how you doing, bud?
Hey, great, Jillian. Thanks for having me.
So Cindy and Heidi and I are here, and we were going to talk about adaptogens. I have that on our little list. But Heidi brought in some brain elixir, and it by chance, and it's for focus, and it mentioned adaptogens, and I was like, stop talking. We're going to have Dr. Axe talk about this. And there's a million things in it. Ashwagandha is one of them. And I take your thyroid supplement with ashwagandha in it. And hers is for focus. Mine's for thyroid. So first of all, let's start with what is an adaptogen? Because this supposedly does multiple things. But isn't that what an adaptogen does?
Yeah. So adaptogens are... typically these were prized in traditional Chinese medicine, and adaptogens were known by that group to help your body better adapt and deal with stress. And so, if somebody is having a lot of fear of worry, anxiety, any type of emotional issue, basically adaptogens work to, they have sort of natural a nature to help sedate you slightly, but also increase your energy. So they're very, very good for focus as well. And when somebody has, to give an example, hypothyroidism in traditional Chinese medicine, it's actually referred to as a qi deficiency and sometimes a yang deficiency. But in most cases, qi, which is essentially means your adrenals and kidneys are worn out and they're not producing enough of hormones to keep you alert, awake, focused.
That sounds right. That sounds accurate, actually. So it's connected then, because it helps to support your thyroid, like ashwagandha. I'm sorry, Dr. Axe. Go ahead.
Yeah, so here's how this works. Now, a lot of times today when somebody gets the diagnosis of a thyroid problem, again, hypothyroidism or Hashimoto's disease, they tend to, in Western medicine, we notice, okay, their T3, their T4, and TSH levels are off, so thyroid markers. But in Chinese medicine, they believe a lot of your thyroid issues, actually your thyroid is very connected to your adrenals in Chinese medicine. So their actually belief system, if you're looking at Eastern medicine, is if you can strengthen your qi, which is your adrenals and your kidneys, that the thyroid hormones will actually regulate themselves. So again, Western medicine is like, oh, if it's the thyroid, we got to treat the thyroid. But again, Chinese medicine is like, no, the thyroid is off because your adrenals are off and maybe your digestion is off. So ashwagandha is one of the best for hypothyroidism. And the reason is it's known as a qi booster and a yang booster in traditional Chinese medicine. There's a few other herbs that fit this profile. Bacopa would fit that profile. Ginseng is another one. But yeah, ashwagandha is great because it actually helps lower cortisol and also boost some of these good hormones, that are related to your adrenal glands.
So I think I may have this wrong then. I was under the impression that an adaptogen goes into your body and adapts to what you need.
That's true. So again, but all adaptogens are somewhat, like, some of them are different. I'll give you an example. So across the board, all adaptogens help lower stress on your body, which in turn, so here's how this would work in Chinese medicine too. If you just have a strict adaptogen, and let's say you are, you're emotionally stressed, okay?
Yep.
It's going to help lower that cortisol and that stress. And for some people, it's going to increase their thyroid hormones. For others, it's going to decrease certain markers if they're too high. But yeah, you're absolutely right. It does help bring your body back into balance.
Oh, okay. So like Heidi has hyper. Or did they say you didn't?
No, they said I didn't.
I don't believe
it. I have hypo.
I have hypo. Yeah. I have a little bit of hypo. And I have nodules on my thyroid.
Ooh.
Yeah, which I have to check every year. And I started taking your thyroid support.
Yeah, that's a great supplement. And the reason being, again, that the herbs that are going to be most beneficial in most cases of hypothyroidism are going to be herbs that really increase your adrenal energy. And so, and one of the things I know about you, Jillian, that I love is like, you are such a passionate person and you care so much about everything. And listen, this is me just having a few conversations and meeting you, you know, once or twice, but I can tell like you really care about things. And so when somebody's wired like you are, where you care so much about a lot of different things, I mean, it, you know, it makes you more susceptible to, you know, exhausting your adrenals.
I got that's Heidi. Does that sound accurate?
That sounds accurate. Heidi has to,
so when I look at this list, right, it's a lot of this stuff you mentioned. So there's ashwagandha, there's ginseng, but then there's a bunch of stuff on here like holy basil, milk thistle. How do you know what to take for what? Like that's. Your stuff just said thyroid support, so I was like, awesome. I wasn't like, oh, ashwagandha. I know that means thyroid support. I don't. That's what one of the things I also love other than the quality of your products, but it says thyroid support. I don't have to put the pieces together. Like, I don't know what – I actually know milk thistle has to do with your liver, right?
Yeah.
So now milk thistle isn't a traditional adaptogen. Now, milk thistle is typically used to you know, cause your liver and gallbladder to cleanse. And so it's really more in that realm. And so I wouldn't have that as your typical adaptogen, but okay. To give an example too, some adaptogens are used for different things. So ashwagandha is probably the primary along with Bacopa, but ashwagandha is number one for thyroid. Romania, if somebody has true adrenal fatigue, Romania in Chinese medicine is probably one of the most popular. And then ginseng is one of the strongest. And then, of course, there's supplements like, have you heard of deer antler?
Yes. Is that legit? Because all these kids, these teenagers are taking it at the gym to get bigger.
Yeah. So, and let me tell you, the view in Chinese medicine, if somebody is that some of these supplements are meant for people later on in life, like just like our bodies can adapt to caffeine, your body can adapt to not all adaptogens, like the weaker adaptogens, you don't have to worry about it. Like there's some adaptogens like ashwagandha and astragalus that you can kind of take for a really long period of time, like, you know, a year at a time, and it's completely fine. But ones like deer antler and Panax ginseng, these are super, super strong adaptogens to where, yes, it can benefit your body, and doing it for a month at a time is great. If you're over 60 years old, your body really needs it more during that period of time. And so that's, so again, some of these things, you know, I think that people are better off doing when they're older and they're needing the support right now. They're kind of over strengthening areas of their body, which isn't good.
Right. Okay. Well, that's very interesting because there's all these teenage boys that work out at my gym. They're very cute. And they ask me these questions. And I just was like, listen, I personally don't know about deer antler, but I mean, you're a teenager. Like, I don't think you need to be supplementing anything exogenously for testosterone.
I would agree with that completely. Now, listen, it's better than them going and taking,
right,
you know, Winstrol
or whatever the heck. Right.
For sure. But yeah, I think, again, that's really for, as you age and especially get over 60, your chi gets lower. So then your body needs that more during that time. So it's kind of like this, like, hey, you know, you got an infant, they do great with milk, right?
Uh-huh.
But sometimes as people get older, maybe their diet shouldn't be completely milk. You know, it's like certain stages of life, your body, you know, needs certain things more than other stages.
That's interesting. I've never had that conversation about what to take when. I always thought what's good for the goose is good for the gander, which kind of then, all right, so I'm Sally Joe listening to this podcast. How do I know what I need or what adaptogens I should take or when I should take them? So it's like, okay, great. Now I know what it is. Now what do I do about this?
So great question. So I would say the first thing that I would recommend is looking into focus on adaptogens that are good for the long term and good for pretty much everybody. And I would put astragalus and ashwagandha at the very, very top of that list. Again, huge ashwagandha fan here. After astragalus and ashwagandha, I would say if you have a thyroid problem, especially a hypothyroid problem, ashwagandha and Bacopa are my two favorite herbs, or just getting a thyroid support supplement that's going to have, you know, ashwagandha in it along with other herbs. So, and I would also throw holy basil in there. So holy basil, ashwagandha, astragalus, those are known as more gentle adaptogens that really help just bring you to balance. If somebody has major adrenal fatigue and they are completely worn out, doing Romania ginseng and rhodiola are some of the best adaptogens for that. And if somebody has digestive issues in combination with, you know, cortisol issues and some of these other issues we're talking about, I would say astragalus and licorice root are two of my favorite adaptogens for the digestive system.
And all of this can be found on DrAxe.com?
Yeah, I cover a lot of it. I've got an article. If you just look up Dr. Axe adaptogens, you know, I definitely have written pretty extensively on any of these single adaptogens you could read about.
And also, though, on your website, hang on, I'm going there right now. So, because when they go to supplements, you tend to say, like, that's how I found my thyroid supplement, is it says thyroid. So do you have that automatically on your products as well? Like, hang on, I'm going to skip the quiz. No offense, Dr. Axe. I'm trying to get to my remedies. So where would I find it? Nutrients and supplements, I'm guessing.
Right, exactly, yeah. So if you just click on supplements, or there's a search bar where you could look up thyroid, that type of thing.
Oh, of course.
Individual nutrients. So yeah, search bar is a great place. And I want to mention this, okay, too. Mushrooms, along with herbs, are great adaptogens. So another quintessential, you know, adaptogen in Chinese medicine, along with the ones I mentioned, reishi is more of a adaptogen that's good for long-term use. And cordyceps, especially if somebody has those adrenal issues or lack of focus or low energy, cordyceps mushrooms are another good one.
Okay. And there are supplements that have all this stuff in them on your website, though, because I know people are going to be like, oh, my God, I got to take cordyceps. I got to take this. And that's one of the things I just take the thyroid and I don't have to think about it. I don't think about it. I trust you, so I already don't think about it.
Exactly. So like our thyroid support, we really looked at what's the ideal things from all sort of these different areas that really support the thyroid. So, you know, having something like selenium in there is really important. Also doing herbs like we talked about, ashwagandha, holy basil. We also put things like cordyceps in there.
So I'm covered then. Now I'm just worried about me. So if I take my thyroid support, I've got all that stuff in there, or is there another one that I need?
You got it.
I'm good.
No, I think in general, again, if we're looking for a thyroid, if you're taking a good thyroid support, that's really going to help. I think as well, doing, you know, I think there's other things from a dietary standpoint that, of course, somebody can do. But yeah, from a supplement, I think that, and then getting lots of, you know, broth or collagen that's going to support digestion, I think that's where I'd start for sure.
Dr. Axe, thank you so much. If you guys want to learn more, I mean, there are tons of blogs and articles on DrAxe.com. But the great thing is, I know this can be a little overwhelming. I know all about Dr. Axe's supplements. They are completely clean, top quality, fully vetted, highest rating. So you don't have to worry about that part. And he does the work for you of putting together the proper formulations for whatever you're struggling with. So whether it is digestion or hypothyroidism or fatigue or immunity issues or, you know, even joint support. So that's one of the things I love so much. So don't be overwhelmed. You can go to DrAxe.com and read all of his different blogs and check out the different products if you're so inclined. And Heidi, do you feel good? You feel like
I
you got it?
I feel good. There's a lot of, almost all of those are in my little mix.
Dr. Axe, thank you so much. Appreciate it. Until next time.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.